Well, they're telling us that this is the most destructive fire in state history, and sadly, one of the deadliest. One of your neighboring towns, Paradise, has by all accounts been almost completely destroyed. And I think a lot of people got a sense of this when the Sacramento Kings basketball arena, which is about 100 miles away, was visibly smoky inside last night. So could you just describe what it's like where you are?
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me about Sacramento. We've heard that San Francisco is having problems with their air quality, particularly Thursday, Friday, and yesterday. It was thick in the city of Chico. It was just a big black cloud. The sun did not come through. It was cold. It looked like it was going to start snowing. And in a way it was, except that it was ash. So you couldn't really see. Lots of ash in the air. This morning, Sunday, when I woke up, you could actually see blue sky in the city of Chico. But the wind has shifted again. It's starting to get hazy again. And those aren't clouds. That's just all smoke. But it was very, very bad and very, very cold because it was keeping the sun out.
Do you have any sense of how many people are still under threat?
You know, it's hard to say because a change in the wind could mean Chico would be. If the fire jumped Lake Oroville, the city of Oroville could be. The city of Sterling City still is. So the fire seems to be moving more into the hills and mountains, so less big municipalities, but there's still people there. But as far as an accurate number of thousands, I don't know.
I understand that one of your big challenges right now is the logistics of trying to sort of manage everything kind of coming at you. But I mean, part of being a mayor is being kind of, right, one-on-one in touch with people. I'm just wondering how your constituents are doing. What are they saying to you?
You know, the people that are hurting are the residents of Paradise. So the Paradise mayor, the town council, I've been in contact with all of them. All of their residents are now in Chico. So Chico has grown by 50,000 people in the last 3 days. So the challenge for the city of Chico is accommodating all of those evacuees. And we are happy to do it. We've done it before. We did it with Oroville. Now the Oroville residents went back. So our challenge in the coming days will be rewriting policies, making sure our public works people and our emergency response crews can make sure we can find semi-permanent housing for all of our new residents unless and when they can go back to Paradise if they decide to.
That's Mayor Sean Morgan of Chico, California. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.